Tonight's show, we're going to try to shed some light on differences of customs, you can call them, between what we call the Litvish communities and what you find in the Chassidish communities, the idea behind wearing of a gartel. My purpose tonight is not to try to convince anyone to put on a gartel. The purpose of tonight's show is the next time you see a Chassidish person and he starts giving you trouble about it, you'll have enough ammo of what to answer him back that he'll walk away more confused than when you started the conversation. The real answer to the question of why do some people wear a gartel, or why do Hasidim wear a gartel and Litvishes don't wear a gartel, it didn't start with any Rebbe in the 1700s. The question at hand of whether or not we should wear a gartel really dates back to the times of the Rishonim, and is a big debate amongst the Rishonim. And as we'll see throughout the Shia, that what Hasidim do is not something pulled out of the hat. It's something that they're doing because they're basing it on certain Rishonim, and we're basing it maybe on other opinions. It all begins, like all good questions, begins with the Gemara and Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos and the Avtes Amud Beis is having a whole discussion about whether or not Chazal required a person to interrupt his meal so he should have a ma'ariv. They used to have very big suppers back then. Some of us still have today, a big lavish supper. So the question was, would we require that he first daven ma'ariv before eating his supper? So the Gemara is a whole back and forth. And the Gemara makes a comment that once he takes his belt off, that was the sign of starting of a meal, was you take your belt off. So the Gemara says, because ma'ariv is only rishus, we don't require you to put your belt back on and daven, we allow you just to daven the way you are. So the Gemara is a whole back and forth about it, and the Gemara asks a very simple question. The Gemara says, I don't understand. The guy took his belt off, so we can't make him put it back on. Asks the Gemara, number one of the first of the Ma'amakim is the Gemara in Shabbos. Yudam Ra'al, frek the Gemara, maskev lev sheshes, terchusa lemeser hamayna. It's such a big terecha to put the belt back on. The whole Gemara is a whole discussion. We don't make him put his belt back on. Frek the Gemara, why not? It takes a second. Va'oid leiki hachi v'litzli. Daven without the belt. Who needs a belt? The whole making a big discussion about making put on his belt, not putting on his belt. Says the Gemara, forget the belt. So daven without the belt. Says the Gemara, that's not a possibility. It's not an option to daven without the belt. Why, says the Gemara? Mishum Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, in Amos, Hikoin Likras Elikecha Yisrael. Prepare yourself to go call to Hashem. So the Gemara is using this Pasuk to say that the belt is a requirement for davening because of this Pasuk in Amos that says, Hikoin Likras Elikecha Yisrael. If you look up in the Rishonim in that Pasuk in Amos, the Pasuk is not talking about davening. It's talking about actually going to do tshuva. The Pasuk is telling you, when you're ready to go do tshuva, prepare yourself to go do tshuva to Hashem. The Gemara here is not using it like that. The Gemara is using it for davening. That before you go daven to Hashem, prepare yourself. So the Gemara seems to be saying that the way one would prepare themselves for davening would be putting on some form of a belt, and that would be called a preparation. To which the Gemara's answer is, it's so significant that it's not an option of davening without it. The Gemara's question was, let them daven ma'ariv without the belt. The Gemara says, no, you're not allowed to. Because it says in the Pasuk, Hikon likras alekech Yisrael.
What's the connection to a belt?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what we're going to have to see. That's what the Gemara was talking about over there. Now, we have to see why does that show or represent Hikon Likras Elekech Yisrael. That's something we'll get to in a minute. Right. That's what we're going to see. That's some of the big heterim that the Acharonim are going to use. Because, yeah, in the times of the Gemara, in Bavel, that was a way of adorning or getting dressed to daven. Today we have other methods, tucking our shirt in, putting on a jacket. So that's something we're going to have to see as the show goes on. The question over here is, if you read the Gemara simply, the way some Rishonim learn the Gemara, so the Gemara is telling us that putting on a belt is required because of this pasuk and Amos that you have to prepare when you come to daven to Hashem. Taisvis over here quotes from the Machzor Vitri. The Machzor Vitri, as we know, was a Talmud of Rashi, which is going to be important in a few minutes. Taisvis says over here, Mikan shetzarech la'azor chalotzov kishem espal. I'm sorry, Machzor Vitri mifarsha tamzok Taisvis. The Machzor Vitri explains, why do you have to wrap a belt around yourself when you daven? The Be'inan Azor, why is a belt required? Shelo yeh libo yiroyeh se'erva. The Machzor Vitri has a totally different spin on the Gemara. He says, you know why you need to wear a belt? Because there's a din called libo yiroyeh se'erva. What's this din of libo yiroyeh se'erva? So the Halach is brought down... Shulchan Aruch Arachaim Ayin Simen Ayin Dal. The Mechaber says that not only are you not allowed to daven in front of someone who's actually naked, where you can see his erva, but you're not even allowed to daven in a situation where your erva, let's say, is technically covered. For example, you're wearing a robe. So you can close the robe, the robe hangs, and no one necessarily can see anything. But there's no separation between your heart and the erva. That's the din of libiro yisev. You have to have some form of a separation. So in order to have a separation, says the Machzor Vitri, you have to have a belt. By tying the belt, you create the separation between your heart and the lower parts of your body. That's the din called libiro yisev. This din is very applicable even with zman hazeh. A person is just wearing a bathrobe. He's not wearing any underwear. And he wants to make a bracha. So what he has to do is he either has to put a belt around himself or he has to go like this. He has to put his body as using his body as a separation. This halacha is also relevant for the women who go to the mikvah. The Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch has an opinion that yeshayimim, that women don't ever have a problem of libi rois erva. If a lady's wearing a long robe, it's not a problem of libi rois erva for women because the erva is situated differently than a man's. It's never a problem for them. Which is negeh, when a lady goes into the mikvah and she wants to make a bracha, does she have to put her arms like this as a separation? So meikar adin, she doesn't. However, the Shach and the Taz write in Yerideya, Semen Reish, and Hilchas Tevila, that the minhag is that when our women go to the mikvah, they do put their arms like this to separate between the top and the bottom, even though according to the pashas of the Shulchan Aruch, it's not required. But that's a din called libi rayas erva. That's a separate issue when making brachas and possibly and davening as well. Says the Machzavitri, that's why the Gemara held you can't daven without a belt. Because how did they used to look in Bavel? They used to wear these long robes. No one was wearing any underwear. So it would be a problem of no separation. It was very loose also. It was loose clothing. Nothing was tied up against the body. And therefore it was a problem of libi rayas erva. So by putting on a belt, you fix the problem of libi rayas erva. That's how the Machzavitri understood Tais, or the Gemara. Says Tais, this, the dafka lahem, shalai yala mechnasayim. That was the problem for the Babylonians who didn't have any pants. The kacha yitzvichim la'azim shatfil, that's why they needed a gartel, they needed a belt. Avoladidon for us, says Taisvis, the Machzavitri, Shiyeshlon, Avnei Shemachlisayim. We already have a bunch of hefsekim. We have the belt of our pants, the elastic of our pants, the elastic of our underwear. We have a whole bunch of things that are already mafsik between our heart and our erva. And on a tzricha mazar, we no longer need a gartel. So Taisvis throws out the whole thing today. Bizman said we don't need a gartel at all. Because the whole reason for a gartel was libi rois erva. So back then they had this problem, today we don't have this problem. So since we don't have a problem with libi rois erva, it's no longer a problem. Now there's a couple of problems with this Taisvis. Problem number one is that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, why couldn't they daven without a belt? Because hikon likar zelakach Yisrael. That's not the mikar, that's not the source of a libi rois erva. The Gemara quoted the wrong drasha. So if Taisvis was right, that the problem with davening without a gartel was because it was a libi rois erva, so then why did the Gemara quote that source? Why did it quote a pasuk of hikon likar zelakach Yisrael? That's a very big kasha on Taisvis. Secondly, the other kasha on Taisvis is, one second, how were they allowed to make brachas? Forget that. It sounds like from the Gemara, the only problem was, how could they daven? For davening, had they bench? They tell me they took off the belt before they ate. So had they bench afterwards? It was a problem of libi rois erva. Had they make brachas? Had they do any of these things? So it's almost a stira. So the way the Acharonim answer is, they say, no. Machzavitri was a Talmud of Rashi. Rashi has a sheet in brachas, which we don't paskan like. Rashi's sheet is that libi rois erva is only a problem for davening. It's not a problem for regular brachas. So therefore, it's very geshmak over here. Since we're talking about for davening, libi rois erva is a problem. For regular brachas, libi rois erva is not a problem. So they had no problem benching, no problem making hamotzi. The only problem was davening. The Bach has a problem over here because it's a stira in Taisvis. The Bach says if that would be pshat on this Taisvis, that means Taisvis' opinion is that libi rois erva is only a problem for davening. But that's not shitas at Taisvis. Taisvis and brachas clearly argues on that Rashi, and Taisvis holds that libi rois erva is a problem for everything. So if Taisvis and Shabbos is saying that it was a libi rois erva problem, that would be a contradiction to Taisvis and brachas. So the Bach answers it was two different values. Taisvis, he gets around that problem. What we need for our discussion tonight is that according to this Taisvis, the whole issue with the gartel is irrelevant today. It's not a problem. You don't need a gartel. The only reason why you need a gartel was libi rois erva. None of us have that problem today unless we're sitting in our bathrobes. And taka, if we want to daven in our bathrobe without underwear underneath it, then we'd have to put on a gartel. Yeah, you'd have to put on the bathrobe, the bath tie. But other than that, for most of the times when we're davening, it's not a problem.
And so the Tosfos is responding to the Machzavitri. It's not responding to the Gemara.
Right, it's how the Machzavitri learned the Gemara. This is how the Machzavitri learned the Gemara.
It's really a question of Machzavitri.
Right. So Machzavitri himself is not a problem because he was a Talmud of Rashi. He's allowed to learn like Rashi. But the question is, if Taisvis is explaining, picking sides, getting involved in that, so then Taisvis is going to run into a contradiction.
Where's Libi Rois Erva? Where's it from?
So that's also a little bit of a question. It seems to be a debate if it's Daraisa, if it's a Darabonim.
But
where is
it from?
So the Sfas Emes wants to say that really it is from the Pasuk of Hikon Likras Elokecha Yisrael. He wants to say it's really from this Pasuk. But others don't seem to think like that. They think it's from a different Pasuk. Where exactly is that Pasuk? It's not clear. If it's a Derabbanan, then it's.
You had a question on the Gemara. Why didn't they bring that? It's not a Pasuk.
Right. Or it's a different source. It's somewhere else. Exactly where it's learned from is a Gemara in Brachas, but it's not from this Pasuk. That's the problem that they have. So the Sfas Emes says, no, it's learned from here also. That's how he answers that Kasha. But according to Taisvis, the whole gartel situation is nothing to talk about.
We talk about the erva, but the top part of body, if somebody was wearing just a bathing suit and no shirt.
So a bathing suit would be that. That would be fine because the elastic of the bathing suit would constitute. Right. That's right. So libero iserva doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be covered. It has to be a separation. So if the fact that you have the elastic of the bathing suit and the bathing suit is tightly on your body, that would constitute a libero iserva. It would not be a libero problem of libero iserva. It's only a problem when you're really, really wearing nothing and there's nothing, no elastic, no anything. So people throw around, you hear people saying that the reason why people wear gatos today is because of libero iserva. I don't know what they wear, but for what we wear, it's not true. All of us have at least 5 elastics by the time we're done. So that's not the reason why we wear it. So according to Taisus, the gatel is not relevant bezman hazeh. But Taisus is not the only opinion in the Rishonim. For example, the Rosh number 3, the Rosh Shabbos, quotes the Machzor Vitri, which is fine. And then he throws in one line that seems to be interesting. At the last line, after he quotes all Machzor Vitri, he says, last line, umitzvah la'azor. Even though I agree there's no problem of libero iserva today because we all wear pants, says the Rosh, nonetheless, there's still a mitzvah to wear a gartel. Why? Hikoing likras alakach yisrael. So it seems like the Rosh understood the Gemara that there were two issues going on in the Gemara. There was one issue of libero iserva to which in the times of the Gemara was a problem. Today is not a problem. Says the Rosh, fine, but there's another din. He calls it a mitzvah. He doesn't say it's a chiyuv. He doesn't say it's a tzarech. It's a mitzvah. It's a nice thing. It would be a good thing for a person to wear a gartel, even with the pants that we have today, because of hikam lekresa lekach yisrael. If you look at number 4, there's a long piece of Arzurah. We're not going to read all of it inside, but there's an interesting piece of Arzurah where the Arzurah quotes B'shem Reb Shmaya, who says over a story about his Rebbe, Reb Shloimeh, who was Rashi. And the reason why it's important is to Reb Shmaya says he saw his Rebbe Rashi once, that he didn't put on a gartel. He says over, he saw his Rebbe once, that he davened without a gartel. And he said, Rebbe, Rashi, how can you daven without a gartel? It says in the Gemara in Shabbos you need to wear a gartel. So Rashi answered back to him. He says, what are you talking about? The Pshat in the Gemara was talking about when they didn't have underwear. They didn't have any elastic, and it was a problem of libero iserva. Hang today, in where we live in France, we all have elastic. It's not a problem of libero iserva, which is very much in line with the Machzor Vitri. The Machzor Vitri was a Talmud of Rashi. The problem is, it sounds like once he didn't wear the gartel, and every other day he wore the gartel. Why would Rashi be wearing a gartel? If Rashi believes in what he just said, like the Machzor Vitri, he believed that there's no need for it because there's no problem of libero iserva. Why every other day did Rashi wear the gartel? Right?
It's like the Rosh.
Right. So l'chayra, this Rashi is like the Rosh. That even Rashi, which means according to this Rashi, wore a gartel. I don't know if it looked like the ones the Chassidim wear. Or he wore a special belt. He wore something. Rashi wore something when he davened, that when he didn't do it, his Talmud asked the Kasha, to which Rashi answered. But Rashi did something, I don't know exactly how his belt looked, but he wore some form of a belt when he davened. I thought Rashi believes that there's no need. The Teretz says, you see, that even if there's no need because of a libero iserva, there still might be a reason to do it because of what the Rosh calls Hikam Nekres
Elekech.
He just wore
a robe, Rashi.
And therefore,
davening, he put on the gartel.
No, but Rashi himself said that we don't have a problem because he had pants already. Rashi said it. He told him. Rashi told his Talmud, no, we have pants today. We have mechnasayim. There's no need. So clearly, Rashi had the pants, had no issue of libero iserva, and still on a normal day, it seemed like Rashi was wearing a gartel. Now, just to spin things up, in the other Rishonim, we find exactly the opposite. For example, if you look at number 5 in the Ran, right? The people don't realize there's so much Rishonim behind the sugya of Gartel before we even get to the Rebbe's, which we'll get to them later also. If you look at number 5 in the Ran Masechta Shabbos says, he learns the Gemara exactly the opposite. The Ran says, Umehosha minon, da afilo mishalavash mechnasayim, she'en libero iserva, asr lespal b'loi chagura. The Ran says, you read the Gemara simply. Of course, they had pants on, says the Ran. Because if they didn't have pants, they wouldn't be allowed to bench, and they wouldn't be allowed to make brachas. So they had pants. So if they had pants, why they need a gartel? Says Rashi, because that's the chiddush of the Gemara, says the Ran. The chiddush of this Gemara is that you need to wear a gartel, not because of libero iserva. The reason why you need to wear a gartel is because of this special din called hikoin likres elakechi as well. So why didn't they need to wear it for the other part, for davening and for brachas, says the Ran. Avol shah brachas shagim b'lei chagura. But all the other brachas, you don't need a gartel. Because again, they were wearing pants. Almost like a machloikish was shining what the Metzias was. The Machzor Vitri believed in Bavel they weren't wearing pants. The Ran says, no, in Bavel they were wearing pants. So then why on earth were they putting on a gartel? Says the Ran, because of this din that before you daven, you prepare yourself. So why didn't they put on the gartel for benching? Because you don't need a gartel for benching. You only need a gartel for davening. That's the opinion of the Ran.
So benching is the
It's a very interesting, right? You think that benching being a deraisa according to everyone and davening being maybe a machlokes b'shainim, you think it should be more chomer. Yeah, it's not a very interesting thing. We're going to see even more than that. We're going to see that the Shulchan Aruch himself limits the gartel necessity to only Shemoneh Esrei. Kriyat Shema, you don't need to wear a gartel. Only Shemoneh Esrei need to wear gartel, which again today no one does. They wear it the whole davening. But we'll see in a few minutes that Meikar Adin, it only has to be done really for the Shemoneh Esrei. So that's another opinion in the Rishayim. Then we have the Agoyis Maimonis, who's even more extreme. The Agoyis Maimonis quotes Rabbeinu Peretz, who says that even if you're wearing pants and there's no problem with Libra Yisa Erva, Mikol Makom Aser. He goes even stronger than the Rosh Mitzvah. It's Aser to daven without a gartel. Aser. So was the opinion quoted by the Agoyis Maimonis. So we're seeing a very mixed feeling amongst the Rishayim. We have Taisus that it's not negated today, the Ram where it's very much negated today, the Rosh where it's a mitzvah, and the Agoyis Maimonis that even today it's Aser Adam without a gartel. Then we come to the sheet of Rabbein Yerucham, and Rabbein Yerucham is the most important of all the Rishayim.
We just found the Ram, he's saying that by Shemoneh Esrei, right, you have to put on the gartel. He said, only if there's no issue of...
Libra Yisa Erva.
Right. So then he's saying, by benching, it's not a problem. Because if there was a problem with Libra Yisa Erva, he might say by benching also.
100%. He says that. He speaks it out.
Right. I'm saying, so somebody was asking why is... You know, it doesn't matter if benching is the right. It's only Shemoneh Esrei because you're...
Right, so this question is...
You're talking to...
Right, yeah, but you would assume by something like benching where Hashem... Right, again, it's all included in this Hika and Likras Elokech Yisrael. When you're going out to speak to Hashem, you'd say, what do you mean? I'm benching, I'm also speaking to Hashem. We all know there's something significant about the davening experience where it's more of an interpersonal relationship. Benching is more of a thanking for the food, and davening has all three included, Shevach, Edom, Makasha, and therefore it's going to be different. Now, this Beis Yosef, number 7, quotes a very important Rabbein Yerucham. The reason why Rabbein Yerucham is so important, because he is the one Rishon that is held on a major... is what we use today, our justification for not wearing a gartel, is this Rabbein Yerucham. Says the Beis Yosef, the Kasav Rabbein Yerucham, Sheyesh Misha Kasav, Yesh Misha Kasav, some say, the Misha Rogalachka Kala Yoim, if someone wears a gartel or wears a belt the whole day, Im Hit Chagurasa Kaidim Tfila Tzarech Lachzer Ulachka. If you wore the belt the whole day, and then you took the belt off to eat, then you got to put it back on to daven, because that's part of your dress code, and therefore you have to wear it for davening also. But if I go the whole day without wearing a belt, they don't have to put on a special belt for davening. Why am I putting on a special belt for davening? I don't normally wear a belt. So Rabbi Yerucham quotes a Yesh Mishaimer that says that the only time you needed a belt was back then. They all wore belts. They all took off their belts for the meals. So then, how would it look to daven without that? The whole day you wear the belt, and when you talk to Hashem, you don't wear the belt. It's bizarre. So you have to put the belt back on. But today, most of us don't wear little black things around our waist when we do our rest of our activities. So there's no reason to put the belt on. This is the sheet of Rabbeinu Yerucham. To round off all the Rishonim is the Rambam Shita. The Rambam in number 8 in Hilchas Tfila, the Rambam discusses the idea of wearing nice clothing for davening. The Rambam writes, Tikkun Hamo Bushim Ketzad. What does it mean to fix up your clothing for davening? So Zok, the Rambam Misaki Malbushov Tchila. A person should first arrange, fix his clothing. Umitzayin Atzmai Muhadar. Make himself look nice. Shenemar. He quotes a different pasuk. He doesn't quote the pasuk of the Gemara. He can the curse of the Kachis. So this is the discussion why the Rambam came up with his own source for it. Then the Rambam goes on to layama betfil ba pandusa v'leibreish megula. The Rambam nowhere does he mention anything about wearing a gartel. So the Prima Gadim and others ask, why did the Rambam leave out gartel? The Rambam forgot it before the Gemara and Shabbos. The Gemara and Shabbos says in Daf Yud that you got to wear a gartel. The Rambam never mentions anywhere in Hilchas Tvila, is his part where he discusses proper dress code. He never mentions wearing a gartel. Why did the Rambam leave out this halach? Okay, that's something Ibn Eder. We'll see an explanation as we go on. So in the Rishonim so far, we have the Ran that would hold the gartel as mandatory today, the Rosh that would say it's a mitzvah. Rabbeinu Yerucham would tell us we don't need a gartel today, and the Rambam would seem like to hold gartel is not a problem at all. Just to round off the Levush, switching over to some earlier Achrenim, the Levush explains what's the significance of a belt. What does it do? So the Levush writes the number one, Shizehu Hikoin, Kishechogar Azor Bimasnov Nirahu Oimid Yoiser Zaris. When you tie your belt, it's like your way of showing, like, I'm ready, I'm quicker with the Zrizus. That's like your way of showing that you're dressed. It's like wrapping yourself with a belt, which many make the argument today that's not exactly the way you show readiness, is by putting a belt around your waist. But that's the Levush's understanding. Based on all these Rishonim, so how do we pass on Allah Chalmaisa? Should we or shouldn't we all be wearing gartel? So if you look at the Mechab in Shulchan Aruch in number 10, some belt. Right. Gartel is just a Yiddish word for a belt. I mean a belt.
We wear belts.
Right, right. No, but the question is, if you're supposed to be wearing a special belt, right, that's the question that everyone has over here. Does it say anywhere it has to be a special belt? It says it has to be a belt. So since we're all wearing belts, so we should be covered by the halach.
Especially if he says if you wear a belt all day long,
it's
wear it for
davening. Right, right. It's on anyways. That's right. That's right. Except for carrying it is. For carrying there's a problem. There's a problem. If someone wears his girdle on top of his belt, he might have a problem carrying on Shabbos without an Erev. Hopefully we'll get to that a little later tonight.
Somebody who does not wear a belt all day doesn't have to.
That's right. That's right. He wouldn't have to put on a belt for davening either. If he is, you know, if he fits into his pants properly, he doesn't need a belt.
Which makes suspenders.
Or suspenders, yeah, right? So Shulchan Aruch number 10. Tzarich la'azor izor b'shas tefillah. You have to, a person is required. Tzarich. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say mitzvah. Tzorich, requirement. Right? So Shulchan Aruch, a person is required to wrap a belt around himself when he davens. Afilu yeshla avnate. He has a belt. She'en liberais erva. Doesn't mean, Mishnah Berurah explains, doesn't mean he has a belt. It means he has an elastic. He's covered liberais erva problem. Not like Tosfos. Mishnah Hikai, because it says in the Pasuk Hikai. Aval shar brachos, but all other brachos, mudl avarech b'lei chagura. He doesn't need a belt. He doesn't need some form of a wrapping. Me'achash yeshla mechtasayim, because he has pants. So the Shulchan Aruch is very clear. Shulchan Aruch says, we all need, even though we're wearing pants, we all still need to have some type of a belt. So this is a big problem. Shulchan Aruch seems like we all need a belt. Huh?
An additional
belt. What's the pshat? I thought we're all covered. So the Magen Avraham comes to the defense, and the Magen Avraham says, everyone relax. Says the Magen Avraham, Umi shehalach kala yayim b'lei chagura. But if you go a whole day without wearing a belt, then you don't have to put on another belt for davening. Where did he get this from? Beis Yosef b'shem ben Yerucham. But the Pella is Rabbi Yosef Cairo, when he wrote the Pirush Beis Yosef, he mentions this Rabbi Yerucham. When he wrote his commentary called Shulchan Aruch, he left it out. What happened? Rabbi Cairo, do you hold the Rabbi Yerucham or you don't hold the Rabbi Yerucham? If you hold the Rabbi Yerucham, so why don't you write it in Shulchan Aruch? So this was a problem for the Sfardim. They deal with this. Does the Shulchan Aruch really accept the Rabbi Yerucham, or he doesn't? The Munkachi Rebbe writes in a Sefer Nemuki Arachaim, he thinks this Rabbi Yerucham is a Das Yochid. He thinks the majority of the Rishayim is not like this Rabbi Yerucham. Also, if you look at the wording of Rabbi Yerucham, it's Yesh Mishayimer. It's not very convinced. Doesn't sound like this Rabbi Yerucham is something to hold our hats on. Yet the Magen Avraham seems to say that we could rely on this Rabbi Yerucham. But the question is, why didn't Yosef Cairo rely on it? He quotes it in Beis Yosef, he doesn't quote it over here. So that's a question that people have. So can we rely on this Rabbi Yerucham? Is this our saving grace for why we don't wear girdles today? Is because we're saying on this Rabbi Yerucham. So the Mishnah Berurah says, so like, yeah. The Mishnah Berurah writes in number 12, let's say you davened without the belt, yotza. First thing is you yotza the davening. Okay. That's only someone who wears a belt the whole day. But if you don't normally wear a belt, then repeating the words of Rabbeinu Yerucham. Okay? So if the Mishnah Berurah is bringing down this Rabbeinu Yerucham quoted by the Magen Avraham, so we can feel comfortable being Sayyimich on this Rabbeinu Yerucham. Except for the last line of the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, me, however, midas chasidus, af bechi hagavna. Even though you don't normally wear a belt, and even though you have your pants on, there's still a midas chasidus to put on a special belt for davening. Where did he get this from, Mishnah Berurah? So the parentheses tells us the Magen Gibayrim. Who was the Magen Gibayrim? The Magen Gibayrim was a Choshevi, but the ironic part is the Magen Gibayrim lived in the early 1800s. So for the Mishnah Berurah to quote the Magen Gibayrim, it's quoting a relatively contemporary. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes this Magen Gibayrim, and it seems like he holds of it, that even though today we all have pants, and we all have our belts, we have everything covered, it's still what he calls a Midas Chasidus. What exactly does that mean? It's not clear. But there's still Epis and Inyan to still wear a special belt, quoting the Magen Gibayrim. So now the question is, so did the Mishnah Berurah wear a girdle? Mishnah Berurah wrote Midas Chasidus. You think the Mishnah Berurah would do what he says. Mishnah Berurah says Midas Chasidus, so the assumption should be that the Mishnah Berurah wore a girdle. This is a big debate, whether the Chafetz Chaim actually wore a girdle. If you look in number 15 in the Maamar Mekaymis, there's a sefer written called Toldos HaChafetz Chaim. The sefer Toldos HaChafetz Chaim was written by his son, who obviously saw his father, and he writes, Sheheyed the Aviv Lovash Chagura Rak Kishahayeh Bevarsha Bein HaChasidim. The Chafetz Chaim did not generally wear a girdle. He only wore a girdle when he was in Varsha, when he was in Warsaw, amongst Chassidim, which we'll talk more about at the end of the shir. Then he put on the girdle. When he was back in Radin on the home turf, he didn't wear a girdle. So someone sent a shayla to the Oz Nizbaru. He says, I don't understand. How can everyone say the Chafetz Chaim never wore a girdle? The Chafetz Chaim writes in his sefer, it's Midas Chassidus. You don't think the Chafetz Chaim would keep Midas Chassidus? That's what he asks of the Kash. So yeah, there were a whole tumult. Did the Chafetz Chaim? Didn't he wear it? What's pshat in the Magen Gibayrim? Just for just the lumdus of it, why does the Magen Gibayrim say it's Midas Chasidus? So the Pashim Shat would be, is because Rabbeinu Yerucham is a Das Yochid in the Rishayim. Many Rishayim hold it's a problem. So since Rabbeinu Yerucham is only a Das Yochid, it's better not to rely on him. But I found the sefer written by Rabbi Yosef Kaddish. Rabbi Yosef Kaddish was someone who spent time by the Chafetz Chaim, and he testifies that the Chafetz Chaim wore a girdle all the time. Okay, maybe, yeah, maybe not. I don't know. I'm going to go with the testimony of the Chafetz Chaim's son. And if the Chafetz Chaim's son said his father didn't wear one, his father didn't wear one. So,
maybe only saw him in
Varsha. Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to know. But whether or not the Chafetz Chaim did or didn't, it comes from this one line in the Mishnah Berurah, where the Mishnah Berurah concludes, based on the Magen Gibayrim, that it's a Midas Chasidus. There were, and there are, some very not Chasidic leaders who do wear a gartel. For example, number 16, the Chazanish. Dinim van Hagas Chazanish. The Chazanish used to wear a gartel. And Moshe Shtemich says, why did the Chazanish used to wear a gartel? Because of the Magen Gibayim that we just read. The Magen Gibayim writes, it's a Midas Chasidus, so the Chazanish used to wear a gartel.
Why can't you just say that's because that's the Psach HaLachim Shulchan Aruch? Why do you have to go to the
Magen? No, because you have the Rabbein Yeruchim.
But still, the Shulchan
Aruch. Oh, so that's the Teretz. The Teretz is because Rabbein Yeruchim is a Das Yachid. That's why one would... Meaning, if someone asks you today, why would you wear a gartel? The answer is because Rabbein Yeruchim is a Chashav Yid, but he's a Das Yachid. And the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it down, so I'm going to be machmer to not be saimach on it. That would be the simple answer. That's why one would be machmer to wear one today. So was the opinion of the Stipler. The Stipler is not a right. The Stipler came from a Chassidish background. The Stipler, even though, you know, we in the Litvish yeshivas look at him as Litvish, and he was, but the Stipler has a little bit of a Chassidish and a tia towards him. So the Stipler used to wear a gartel also. And no surprise, number 18, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, also wears a gartel today. Okay, it's not a raya. His father wore one, his uncle wore one. Chances are he's going to wear one also. But no one really thinks of Chaim Kanievsky as an ultra Hasidic Yid. So there were various gedolim throughout our history that were considered in the Litvish communities who wore gartels. But the question is, why don't we all have to? If the Mishnah Berurah quotes a Midas Chasidus, we should all do it. Whether or not the Chafetz Chaim did or didn't, I don't know, but we should do Midas Chasidus. So Rabbi Yashiv, number 19, to his sefer that came out from Rabbi Yashiv on his Shurim when he gave on Masechta Shabbos, so Rabbi Yashiv came to be justify why most of us in Klai Yisrael don't wear a gartel. And Rabbi Yashiv says very simple, he says, I don't understand. It's clear from the Gemara that the reason for this gartel wasn't because of Libi Roysa, but that's not a problem today. So why do you wear a gartel, says Rabbi Yashiv? Because you want to have the din of Hikun. Says Rabbi Yashiv, so you'll get Hikun in another way. There's only one way to prepare yourself for davening. It's only if you put a black string around your belt, around your waist. Says Rabbi Yashiv, you'll be mekayim in other ways. So if you can be mekayim hikun likras elakach Yisrael through another venue, so it's the same thing as wearing a gartel. So therefore, says Rabbi Yashiv, there's no need today to specifically wear a gartel because most of us will put on a jacket, we'll put on a hat, we'll put on something special that we'll wear to go daven. So that's a fulfillment of hikun likras elakach Yisrael. There's no need for the gartel. That was Rabbi Yashiv's opinion. In number 20, I found a terrific sefer called Mechitzas Rabbeinu, a sefer written all about Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was also bothered with this kasha. Rabbi Yaakov says, I don't understand. We're very frum people, the Jewish nation. So why is this Midas Chassidus of the Mishnah Berurah no one keep, except for the Chassidim? Why all the Litvishes? The Litvishes will always learn Mishnah Berurah. Why do we give no mention to this Magen Gibayim? So Rabbi Yaakov writes similar to Rabbi Yashiv. Listen to Rabbi Yaakov writes. He writes, V'hainu mishum shehem ischavnu l'tfila aydei ma shehem katfrim is kafturi hachlifa shalahem. Yaakov says they button the top button. Says Yaakov, you want to become hikon the kersel kach? You button your button. That's called hikon the kersel kach yisah. Similar to Rabbi Yashiv. So Yaakov is saying the same idea. You know, you have to show that you're doing something special for the davening. So these people put on a belt. I'll button my button. I'll fix up my tie. That's also considered hikon the kersel kach yisah. So therefore, Rabbi Yaakov felt there's no need necessarily to put on a gartel to fulfill it. It could be fulfilled through other ways. Right, because maybe back then they didn't have, back then that's all they had. They had one long rope. So how do you dress up a rope? You dress up a rope by putting a belt on it. Today we have much more flexibility. We have ties and jackets and other things. You zip up your coat, you button your coat. We have a lot of more things to do to be more creative in dressing up our malbush. Mm-hmm. There's a totally different thought process found by both of Moshe Sternbuch and the kind of the Igros of the Stipler, which is very, very interesting. They tie into that Bizman Hazeh, even if you were to wear a gartel, you're not getting any credit for it. No Midas Chassidus today. He says, why? He says, let's think about it. What does a gartel do? When you're wearing a long robe, then, like the women wear these Shabbos robes. So how do you dress up a robe? So you put a belt around it, a tie, you dress it up a little bit, you make it look nicer. So when they used to wear long coats, how do you dress up a long coat? So then you put a tie around it, you make it look nicer. Says the Majestem, when you take a short jacket and you put a belt around it, you just look foolish. Says the Stipler, would you go greet a king, a president today with a gartel around? You maybe go greet a rebbe with a gartel. But you're not going to wear a gartel. Just the way our clothing is made, it doesn't add to the outfit. It doesn't make it more beautiful. It doesn't make it nicer. So there's no reason to wear it. It doesn't serve a purpose. So therefore, writes Moshe Sternbuch and the Stipler, that today, if a keda looks foolish almost, you're going to go to the president, you're going to put on a nice suit, and you're going to wrap a belt around, a tie around, you're going to look foolish. So therefore, there's no reason to do it. So therefore, writes Moshe Sternbuch, that's why the Rambam left it out. because already in the times of the Rambam where he lived, the dress codes were different. So when the dress codes were different, it made no sense to put on a gartel. Why doesn't the Rambam write put on a gartel? Because you don't need to put on a gartel. It doesn't make any sense. So according to Moshe Sternbach and the Stipler, you don't even gain anything. But the Hasidim l'shitasai, they're okay. Why? Because they don't wear short coats. They wear the long coats. So since the Hasidim wear the long coats, so for them, taka, the gartel dresses up the outfit. For us, that we wear short jackets, so then the gartel just looks silly. So for us, there's no reason to put it on. You don't even get any credit for it. It's not even a midas Hasid. This is the way they want to explain. This is this another sniff lahaka for why most of us today don't wear it. Huh? So that we got to talk about. The wearing it under the coat. What exactly that's about. We'll get to that in a few minutes. The difference in hugging amongst the Hasidim to above the coat or under the coat. Even though, and this is the ironic part, if you turn to the next page, the back side, even though the Stipler just spent the last few lines telling us how he thinks there's no purpose, listen to what the Stipler writes. He writes, when we come back, nonetheless, me'acher u'bekame medinos makpidim ala avnit. Nonetheless, even though I really think the gartel is not necessary, and maybe even a zilzal, but since there are some communities that are very into it, I even seen some Litvishes do it. Kishahu ba'asra, when they're in a city where everyone wears it, if the whole city wears it, if you find yourself davening mincha in Williamsburg, and Monroe, or maybe parts of Borough Park, not all parts of Borough Park, parts of it, but these places where everyone is wearing a gartel, writes the Stipler, then you're mechoyev to wear a gartel. Mechshash loisis koydidu. Because the problem of separating, you're not allowed to have two different groups. Mechshash chaymri hamakim shabal sham, you got to take on their chumras. So he talks about, let's say you have a Rav who comes to, he gets, finds a new kehillah, and his shul is everyone wears gartels, and he's a litvisha boy. So the Stipler says he should put on a gartel, especially if he's a rabbi. He should be mekabel blin eder, he's only putting on the gartel blin eder, but he should do it. So that's always the question. What about the opposite way? It doesn't seem to work that way. It never goes the other way, it only goes one way. You're never going to find that one chassidish guy davening a litvisha shul taking off his gartel. That you're never going to find. So this is the idea of the Stipler. That's where he hides it. So the Stipler held that even though he doesn't really believe in the whole wearing of it, he thinks, but if you find yourself doubting amongst those who do, he thinks you should put it on. In the safe... So the chayr you're going to have to say is that since this has more of a basis for it. The type of hats that they wear, that was based on their culture, where they grew up. But this has a basis for it. Whether or not we're saimich on various kulas, there's a gemara, there's rishayim. In the Sefer Maseiros Moshe, written by Rav Moshe's grandson, by one of the Rabbi Tendlers, so he asked Rav Moshe once, "Im mutal chiyuv lovish avni kishim spalam chassidim." He asked Rav Moshe, "Am I obligated to put on a gartel whenever I daven with chassidim?" So Rav Moshe answered, "He hears the question, and he says over that when Rav Moshe himself used to daven in a chassidish minyan, he always put on a gartel." And Rav Moshe said the reason was because he used to daven in the Mechzorvant, and everyone used to watch what Rav Moshe Feinstein did. He did this, he didn't do that. Right? My father told me once a story when he was growing up in Connecticut. There was a shayla about the mechitza in the shul. And Rav Moshe used to come for the summers and he used to vacation there. And Rav Moshe used to come to shul and sit in the front and daven and leave. So everyone used to say, oh, Rav Moshe holds the Erev is good. So they asked Rav Moshe later. Rav Moshe said, you never, the mechitza. So Rav Moshe said, you never asked me about the mechitza. So I never told you my opinion. It's talking not good. But since you never asked me, I'm not going to say anything.
But he davened in the shul?
Yeah, because Rav Moshe held it's not the mark of the tefillah. But that was the difference between Rav Moshe and today. Today they'd be screaming and yelling and banners and machaz. Rav Moshe said, you never asked me. So I never said my piece. If you'd ask me, I'd tell you. Rav Moshe said, you asked me, I'll tell you what I think. So Rav Moshe knew people are looking at him and everything he's doing. So Rav Moshe said, you know what? So he put on the gat. So he says over there, Rav Moshe once saw a Rav, a Gadol in America, who davened amongst Chassidim, and he didn't put on a gartel, and Moshe held it was wrong. So Rabbi Tendler asked Rav Moshe, he says, what happens if you only daven occasionally there? You don't have membership in the Chassidish Shul, you pop in there once in a while. So Rav Moshe says he's not sure, he hears, maybe if you're only a visitor, they know you're the strange guy, you're the guy without the beard, you're the guy without the furry hat. So Rav Moshe says, maybe he's not sure, but he thinks it's probably not right. Even if you only do it on occasion, he thinks you should still wear a gartel. In the Sefer Mechitzas Rabbeinu, they bring down from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky that Rabbi Yaakov came to Tarav Adas. When he got his position in Tarav Adas, Rabbi Yaakov put on a gartel. Why would Rabbi Yaakov wear a gartel? Because when he came to Tarav Adas, there was a large group of bachim or people that were wearing gartel. Rabbi Yaakov felt it was the right thing to do. Except on Shabbos and Yom Tov, he didn't wear a gartel. Why not? Because on Shabbos and Yom Tov, Reuven Grozovsky was there. Reb Reuven didn't wear a gartel. Now what's interesting is that Reuven Grozovsky was a son-in-law by Reb Baruch Ber. In the storybooks they write that Reb Baruch Ber davened with Chassidim, he also put on a gartel. So why Reb Reuven didn't put on a gartel, I'm not sure. But Reb Yaakov felt if Reb Reuven's not wearing one, I don't need to wear one either. So Shabbos Yom Tov, Reb Yaakov didn't wear a gartel. During the week, Reb Yaakov wore a gartel. But when Reb Yaakov left Torah V'Das and he moved to Muncie and had his own shul, and there was more of a Litvisha base, Reb Yaakov took off the gartel. So Reb Yaakov also believed with this idea of Reb Moshe and the stipend, that when you find yourself among Chassidim, you should take a when in Rome, be like the Romans. So if you know you're going to be davening bekvias, you know, sometimes it's very negeya in the bungalow colonies. When you find yourself in various places in the mountains, you don't always get to pick the shul next to you. Whichever is the closest place to walk is where you daven. So if you know you're going to be davening every single Shabbos with the Chassidisha people, and the majority there is Ruba Kikula, they're wearing gartel. So according to these Achraidim, it would sound like one should put on a gartel, one should have a gartel handy, even though that's not your minig. But if you're davening with them, it seems like that's the right thing to do. So the Mukachi Rebbe in the Sefer, the Muki Arachaim, takes big issue with the fact that we're all makel, so to say. We're lenient with the gartels. We think we don't have to wear gartels. He says, I don't understand. What's everyone being saying? Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham is a dasi achirin de Rishayim. If you look at all the other Rishayim, they hold this mandatory. So why is everyone being saying mechon Rabbeinu Yerucham? So he quotes over there, they bring down b'shem the terrorist you can see, I'll quote from his Rebbe, that Rugas HaBoisim, he once saw a chassidish fellow that wasn't wearing a gartel. He told him, you're not allowed to daven until you go out and buy a gartel. I'm not allowed to daven. So makbit that you're not even allowed to daven today. The Pasha says, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's a bit even without it. But the Chassidim today, they're very makbid on it. They really, they'll carry it with them. They'll have it with them at all time. They really will be very careful not to daven without it because they hold its maker adin.
So according to Mishnah Berurah, you should. He's a bit even, he said.
Right. So again, if you believe in it, so then you should, right? It's like any other thing that lechatchil, if you hold this is the right way to daven, you should taka have it. Now the Muki Arachayim, the Mukach Rebbe adds, he says, he has a Kabbalah dating back from the Zaydas that they had a very interesting minute. They would never wear the gartel throughout the day, except for davening. The only time they'd wear the gartel was they'd only wear it for davening. What's up, Shad? Because how can you tell me I'm wearing it special for davening? You wear it a whole day. Right. This is why some people have tarnits with our belts. What do you mean? I'm wearing the belt that I'm wearing is not for davening. It's what I wear a whole day. So you'd have to go out of your way and put something special on for davening to show hikon the kris elakachiso. So I saw a tshuva from Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt. What about a guy who wears a jacket a whole day? A person wears a jacket all day long. So you can tell me now what's he supposed to do for davening? So then you can close the button, maybe like Yaakov suggested. So the question is, does it mean you have to wear something specifically for davening? It has to be whatever you're wearing has to be a reputable thing for davening. So therefore, in the Munkacha dynasty, they're very makbid. They won't wear their gartel any other part of the day. Sometimes you walk around Bar Park, you'll see they're wearing their gartel throughout the day. They held you not allowed to do it. Now, what about those people? What about those people who go the other way? What about those people who wear the gartel taka more part of the time? So if I can't, so I saw the svara goes the other way. They're chayshish, if you only wear the gartel for davening, so there's no reason to wear it in the first place. Rabbeinu Yerucham said, if you don't wear it the whole day, then there's no reason to put it on for davening. So these chassidim are chayshish for Rabbeinu Yerucham. And therefore they're afraid if they only put the gartel on for davening, then there's no reason to put it on in the first place. So they'll be davka wear the gartel throughout the day. This way they're showing that they wear it some other parts of the day. Now there's taka reason to have to wear a gartel. So you'll find two different thought processes amongst the chassidim. Now why would someone wear it under his coat? What exactly does that accomplish? I'm not really sure. If you're doing it, some form of hikon the kris elakachiso, so you can make the argument that I'm wearing nice clothing, whether or not anyone sees it or not is irrelevant. But Rabbi Moshe Steinberg writes over number 28. He writes, he says that he heard that one of the daily litta shenog lovish chagur vehikli lovish b'chutz al achlifa golu dafko. They bedafko would wear it on their outward clothing. Upirish timer shemis hadel if nehamel b'vush miuchel tefil v'ayin b'chutz. You can only look presentable if someone can actually see it. If no one sees how you look, so who exactly are you looking nice for? So therefore, that's why it should bedafko be on the outside of the clothing. There's some interesting shayles that come up with wearing gartel. Again, we're not going to get into all of them. I do want to mention one. What happens in an interesting case where you have a situation where the father grows up litvish, hardcore litvish, and his son flips out and he decides he wants to wear a gartel. And dad says to the son, you're not coming to the shul with me. My shul is where litvish the people know wears gartel and you're going to look strange, you're going to look weird. I forbid you from wearing the gartel. So what does the son do? Does he listen to his father or not? So pashtus is that when the mitzvah of kibbutz of aim is only, kibbutz of aim means I have to give him things. My father asks me to bring him a cup of water, I have to do it. My father tells me what I can and can't wear. I'm not mechoyev. There's a child in the paiskim about your father says you can't marry this girl. I forbid you from marrying this girl. So pashtus, you don't have to listen to him. That doesn't affect his life, what I do. So Rebbe Avad Yosef writes in Yakut Yosef Halacha L'Maisa, he says that if the father is just being, you know, a b'shitinik, so then don't listen to him. But if the father is so bothered by this, where he's going to be so embarrassed by his friends and his partner, his shulmates, and everyone's going to look at him like you're strange, and it's mevuzah him to the point where he's embarrassed, then the taka the son should listen and take off the gartel. That's what Rebbe Avad Yosef said, right? What? For the same price, it would be the same thing. Chari would be the same thing. If it's something that might not be necessary and it's bothering the father's end, the truth is the father shouldn't let these things bother him so much. But okay, the father's the mamish. If the father doesn't really bother me, just like, why are you being different? But if Mamish, if you read the Lashon of Yaakov Yosef, we don't have the time to read it inside, where Mamish creates a bizoyan, you're embarrassed of your child, which again, I don't know how often that is in our community, so then it would be a problem. There's another shayla about bringing the gartel into the bathroom. Can you wear the gartel into the bathroom? That's a shayla also. What type of status does it have? Is it a beged miyuchad l'tefillah? So then maybe you could, maybe you can. Is it like the kittel? What type of status it is? Then there's a shayla about, can you carry it on Shabbos? In Bar Park, this is a big problem. Assuming you don't keep the Erev, so can you wear it on your belt? So Moshe Feinstein writes in the Tshuva that he says, don't even try to tie it to me that it's so important that we need it, you're allowed to wear it. Says Moshe, even if it would be a deraisa, which it's not, you can't be over a surim because it's important. So if you're going to wear the gartel on top of the belt itself, then that would be an isser carrying. If you'd wear it over it, then it shouldn't be such a problem. Even though there are achrenim, we say, what are you talking about? The wearing this when you're walking the street has no meaning. It's strange. It's weird. It's for davening, it's a beged. The rest of the time, it's not a beged. So if you're going to wear it outside, not during davening time, it might be a shayla of hoitzah. So I think the achrenim are machmir, but again, if you have an area, we don't have such a problem.
Is that the same issue with a belt on a raincoat?
That might be, but again, over there, the point is that it's serving a purpose because it's dressing up the outfit. The Ramah writes to Shulchan Aruch, you can't have a belt on top of another belt, but it's not on top of the other belt. There's three layers in between. There's a bunch of layers in between. Now, oh, right. That would be strange. If he has that and then puts on top of that another guy, so that would be a problem. Once we're talking about the shayla, there's always a big shayla that comes up whenever you talk about Hikon Nikras Elokechi Yisrael, whatever your mode of preparing for davening is going to be, what happens if you're missing it? Let's say, for example, Rav Shlomo Zalman talks about a shayla where a person is very makpah to wear a hat and jacket to davening. And one time he doesn't have his hat and jacket. Is it better to daven b'yechidus with a hat and jacket or to daven b'tzibur without the hat and jacket? What's better? So Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, he thinks it's better to daven b'tzibur. He thinks tefillah b'tzibur beats out Hikon Nikras Elokechi Yisrael. Rabbi Eliashiv disagreed. Rabbi Eliashiv thinks that Hikam Likras Elokechi Yisrael is a bigger thing. Because if you think about it, Tefillah B'Tzibur is a milah in your davening. Hikon is a din in the davening. Hikon is how to daven. So the chayr would be better, says Rabbi Eliashiv, to daven be a chidus with a hat and jacket or a gartel, whatever your Hikon is going to be, buttoning it, whatever it is. This is very negative. A guy shows up, a guy's playing basketball. Right? Kids all the time in the summer, they're playing basketball, they're in their shorts and their t-shirt. So now Mincha's right now. Should we tell them to daven the way they are, or should we say, no, it's probably better to daven b'yechidus? So the truth is today, we don't like telling kids to daven b'yechidus. It gets... right? You would miss that stuff. Today, we don't like telling kids to daven b'yechidus, because the next thing you know, tomorrow they're also daven b'yechidus when there's no reason, and next week they're daven b'yechidus. But again, it's not a push to shayla. There are many achrayim that help that davening properly. So again, without a hat and jacket, you can make the argument, what do you mean? But I'm wearing a nice outfit, I have a tie and a jacket, I look presentable. So I don't have my hat, nope, so I still have hikoin. But if you're wearing shorts and a t-shirt where it's all agreed is not hikoin, so then maybe one can make the argument that you should taka daven b'chidus and dress yourself up. Rav Shechter says over a story from Reb Schwab about a fellow who wore a tie to work every day, and he came to Mincha one day and he forgot his gartel. So he took his tie off and wrapped the tie around his belt to be a gartel. So Reb Schwab was making fun of the guy. He says, you missed the whole point. Wearing a tie is presentable. You look like a mensch. You're wearing a tie. You took the tie and you wrapped it around your belt. Now you just look foolish. So what did you accomplish? You didn't gain anything by this. So a lot of times people forget the focus. The focal point is looking nice for davening. That's the idea over here. How you go about doing it, everyone has their own way of doing things. But the idea is to look nice for davening. And just to end off with a fascinating thought from Rav Soloveitchik, they bring down that Rav Soloveitchik in the later years didn't wear a jacket to shachas. In his earlier years he did. In the later years, he didn't wear a jacket. So everyone was tumbling. Why didn't the Rashiva wear a jacket? It's a strange thing. So finally, someone asked him. Shechter asked, everyone had their own ideas. And finally, someone Taka asked him. He says, what's the pshat? So Salveshik told him, he said, because I am starting to wear my Zayda's tefillin. Salveshik used to wear Reb Chaim's tefillin. And he said, Reb Chaim's tefillin are very big. I can't fit them in my jacket sleeve. But Reb Salveshik used to do, when he would put on his tefillin, he would put his jacket sleeve through the tefillin and wear his jacket like a regular way. So Soloveitchik felt that since his tefillin doesn't fit, so what's the other option? To drape your jacket off your shoulder and have one arm in, one arm out. Says Soloveitchik, that's not proper etiquette for davening. That's not, you don't look presentable. You never go to a king with one arm in, one arm out. Therefore, says Soloveitchik, it's better not to wear the jacket. And Moshe Shtermach uses this and he says, 1 second, that's what the chassidim do. How does a chassidish yid put on? Is you ever watch a chassidim put on? They all drape it, they put it over here, and they wrap the gartel. Says it looks so foolish. You're putting on the gartel, but you're not getting the jacket. So you're like a contradiction almost in the world of Hikon. So I always thought the answer to that kasha was, what do you mean? Hashem, for Hashem, this is beautiful. Hashem is the one who knows I'm wearing the tefillin. Hashem is the one who knows I can't fit the tefillin through my jacket. So for Hashem, it's beautiful. You're right. If I'd go to the president, I would look foolish. But Hashem knows that I got the tefillin on my arm, and that's why I can't fit it through. Nonetheless, if Salvation Gal, not like that. He held that the right way to wear your tefillin in the morning is, if you're going to wear a jacket, is to put your arm through, and this way you're wearing a jacket like a mensch. To have the jacket dangling is not respectable. You would never go to a king like that. So it's just interesting how this whole idea of Hikam Nikras Elekach Yisrael, we sometimes lose focus on it. The idea is to look presentable. Sometimes people take these gartels and I don't know where they find them. These pieces of string, I don't know what they look like. They wrap them, look like they're a present. They wrap themselves like that. What are you accomplishing? There's no heat going. You're not presentable. You missed the whole point. I remember when I used to deal with the kids in school. They used to take these jackets. I don't know where they found these jackets. They didn't fit on them. They were stepped on. They were ripped. And they wore them for davening. Better not to wear the jacket. Where's the heat going? How are you looking nice to Hashem by wearing a ripped jacket? It doesn't make any sense to me. So the idea over here and all the dress codes that we have for davening, we can't lose sight on the purpose. The purpose is to look presentable. For all these fancy dress codes, we don't look presentable, then we're defeating the entire purpose of Hikam Nikras Elekach Yisrael.